I'm pro-life. And they said, well, don't you know that the abortion rate has tripled in the United States? Praise God. And let's not talk about some of these other countries. Amen. I said, well, I didn't know that they had tripled, but I know it was on an incline. And they say it's on an incline. In fact, the numbers are staggering. Praise God. But not only that, the number of gang-related, praise God, death defies logic or even common sense to me.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Not only that, praise God, the number of drug-related death, praise God, just make no sense to me. Can I just digress for 1 minute? Praise God. Now, I know it's Black History Month this month. Praise God. But you know, this is one thing that continues to bother me. Praise God, that our young black men, praise God, have gotten to a point where the black life don't mean anything to them. Amen. I'm talking to somebody out there. Praise God. We need to realize, praise God, that every life is precious in the sight of God. Amen. We're shooting each other as though it's hunting season. Amen. Just the other day, amen, I'm looking on the news and we had another murder. Amen. Right there in New Orleans. Amen. So life back then in history is cheap. Praise God. It appears that it's a little cheap now. But praise God. But we know that life is not cheap. Praise God. Because everybody that is born of God, praise God, that's born on this life, all of our lives are precious in the sight of God. I remember a text that says that I am come that they may have life. Amen. I believe that was John 10:10.
Yes,
and he said, and have it, referring back to life more abundantly. You see, God to send his son and to die on the cross.
Yes.
Praise God. Let us know how valuable life.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Praise the Lord. God, we thank you today. We praise you. We give you glory, honor for what you're doing on this day. We thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for this broadcast. We love you in Jesus' name. Now, we should continue on with our message from previous weeks. I just can't get out of it right now because it is so much. It is praying for your life with David. And on last week, we shared a little bit, but I'm just going to go ahead and try and go to the ending verses, starting from the 7th verse. Amen. It is so awesome. And every time I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I thank God. I don't feel like running and shouting all the time, but just to have his peace down on the inside, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's why I want to tell of his goodness. I thought I wrote the book that it will do the telling for me. But the Lord said, no, no, you're not finished yet. I want you to go to wherever I send you. I want you to lift up my name. I want you to give me glory. I want you to tell it. Praise the Lord. And so I feel like David also, when he said, and David in Psalms 32:3, when I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. I tried sitting around and not, I'm like, okay, Lord, you got the book. And so they're buying it. They can read my testimony. But God said, I want you to be a living testimony, holy, acceptable unto me, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. And I love him so much. And I thank him for knowing who he is. And I don't know everything about him, but each day I pray to learn a little more and a little more about the Lord. And we stopped at verse 3. It reads, verse 3, Psalms 27:3. In that verse, I'm not going to read, we already read it, but know that God is bigger than any problem you face. Amen. David says this is true no matter how large the target. Praise. I shared about my husband in the war, how nothing was too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. So we had confidence to know God can do anything but fail. Some people might feel they can handle small problems. Other feels they can handle fairly large problems. But we all reach a limit where our problems become bigger than what we can handle on our own. What then? David says, if God is your stronghold, it doesn't matter how great the problem gets. I don't know how many people who would be confident going, praise the Lord, different from the attitude and prayer David models for us here in this psalm. Amen. In this psalm, we find absolute trust and confidence in the midst of trials. Amen. And then I left off with come to God with a singleness of heart, how I love praising the Lord. I had got so many victories from just praising the Lord. When I go to the sanctuary of the Lord, I don't know, it seemed like as soon as I enter in at the door, just feel his presence, and the joy just comes, and I just can't help but to magnify him for what he's already done for me. And we used to sing a little song back in the day when we were coming up, I don't know, like you don't know like I know what he's done for me. So let me tell it what he's done for me. Came in, saved my soul, that's what he's done for me. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. That's what he's done for me. Amen. Amen. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added. Amen. When Solomon asked God that question, or when God asked Solomon that question, Solomon asked for wisdom to rule God's people. But God liked that answer. But I think he liked David's answer even more. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. This is one thing that David wanted at all costs. This was David's great pearl of great price. Amen. And I pray that it is mine also, because I truly love to praise the Lord. And even when I'm at home alone, I'll put on some praise music. If I'm feeling down and out or lonesome, I'll put on some praise music and I just begin to just praise myself happy. Praise the Lord. I'll hear some preaching and I'll just start praising the Lord in my house. Amen. And for you know it, the burdens be lifted. And I just feel like going on a little further in Jesus' name. And God is so good. So I'm trying to get down to 13, 14 verses, which were my really key verses that I wrote in the book. But let me see how far that we can get on today. I may have to continue on to next week, because now 7 verses. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. So David really, 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 this is a prayer that he was praying. But he couldn't pray that prayer unless he really knew who the Lord was or who God is, and know that God had answered his prayer already before. Sometimes we just have to cry out here. Sometimes things, a situation in life may come so heavy or so hard on our lives that all we can do sometimes is just groan. And the Lord here, he knows. Hear, O Lord, hear. Hallelujah. When I cry with my voice, and the Lord will come to our rescue. He will come to our aid. Praise the Lord. He will not allow us to be tempted no more than we can bear. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's always right on time, right on time, God. Amen. So then the book goes on to tell a little bit about, you just have to get it. You can go on Amazon.com. You can call me again to get the book so that you can really, really just read a little part of my testimony and how going through the Lord wanted me to be reminded of what he already done for me, that I wouldn't be discouraged and give up no matter how things in life may try to come against me. I can always read back and see what he did in that situation, and that knowing that he will do the same in whatever situation I'm facing now. I told someone once I had to repent. I'm like, I think I've seen just about a little, or been through just about a little everything under the sun. But then a few weeks ago, something happened. I'm like, I repent, Lord. I thought I had been through everything most you could name under the sun. But when that came up, I realized then that, that devil never stops. So we got to keep on trusting the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God is just so awesome. Remember that his ears are attended to his saints. Even if you don't know him, get to know him. He says, seek him while he may be found. Amen. He just waiting to hear your call, waiting to hear your cry with a sincere heart. He did for us back then when we got saved. He was just waiting for us. He just let us go through all of that, through all of the partying, the drinking, and the homemonging, and everything that we were going through with. He just let us go through that. And when we got tired and when we went through the experience of our little one, then he began to step in. And even the enemy through her one night had said, well, I'm going to destroy Houston. And, we were really shaking and scared by then. And couldn't wait till the next morning. We're like, should we warn the city or what? But God is almighty, all-powerful. And so that morning we were like waiting, but nothing happened. And that's when we found out the devil is a liar. The thief in St. John 10:10, the thief coming not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came, hallelujah. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. And I love this morning. The Lord began to encourage my heart with Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That means he's waiting. He's ready to give it to you. All you have to do is ask him. Whatever that situation is today, whatever you may be going through, try Jesus. He will answer prayer. Trust him, to have that unconditional trust in him. And you know, he won't allow you to be tempted that which you are able. I keep saying it because so many situations, that's 1 Corinthians 10:13. It seems like when the enemy comes to eat up your flesh, they always will stumble and fall. It would be different if they come and knock you down, eat up your flesh. But the enemy can't do that because the Lord already got a hedge around you. The Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. So we can take courage and we can be encouraged to trust in the Lord. He said, lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. And so the next part that eighth verse, when thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. So the Lord wants us to seek his face daily, but not only with our mouth, with our heart also. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. My parents are deceased. I thank God for my parents. They are deceased now, but the Lord has always been there for me. He's been my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. Praise everything I need. God is right there. He will take us up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. And that's my prayer also, praying for my life. Teach me your way, Lord. It's a continuation. And lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Lord, put me in a safe mode, like computers, you know, with so much all around us and going on, and got to filter out this or that. I'm praying, Lord, just keep me in your safe mode. Hallelujah. That I will not, if I sin, then I can always repent and ask the Lord to forgive me. But I try not to, praise God. But